The very bad feature is this one. Okay? I can get to a feasible point only if it is stationary for the objective function, for the original objective function. And this is what somehow makes compulsory to take a sequence of penalization parameters which go to plus infinity. There's a smart way to overcome this, making a few changes in such a way that stationary points such that stationarity or KKT conditions in the two problems are equivalent. To do this, it is best to consider problems where you only have equality constraints. Okay? So, in this second part of the lecture, we consider the feasible region in which we only have equality constraints. So there are no GIs. This seems restrictive, okay. But you can apply this technique also when you have inequality constraints if you perform this transformation of an inequality constraint into an equality constraint. For each constraint you add a variable, xi, okay, and the fact that gi at x is less or equal than zero is equivalent to the fact that there exists a value for si such that this quantity is zero here. Okay? So you transform inequality constraints into equality constraints adding a slack variable, okay, which measure how far you are from the border of the constraint. Okay, your distance from the border of the constraint, and we take the square here because we want si to take any possible value, okay, positive or negative, because this is also equivalent to asking this. This is likely what you have been seeing in an operational research course, okay, in linear programming. Transform a linear inequality into a linear equality. But here, you have this which is a trouble. You have to ask for the slack variable to be greater or equal than zero. And so we don't solve our problem of eliminating inequality constraints. So you take the square. Okay? But we don't care because we are actually dealing with nonlinear functions, so the fact that here we have a nonlinear term doesn't matter. Okay? While you were doing linear programming, it mattered. Okay? It was a trouble to have a square here. Because if this is linear, if you add the square, it is no longer linear. Okay? So, this is the way you deal with linear programming, this is the way you deal with nonlinear programming with this, and so we can suppose that inequality constraints are inside here through this trick. Okay? I'm not going to show you, but there is a way to come back and to eliminate, afterwards you have done all the job, to eliminate the slack variables and give formulas only on the original x variables. Okay? You can apply the ideas, and then you can eliminate the slack variables and the formulas which depend only on x. What's the idea? The basic idea is to rewrite this problem in an equivalent form. Okay? So, if I write this problem over the same feasible region, so this is still a constraint problem with the very same constraint. Okay? It is a trick, but if x belongs to capital X, hj is 0 at x. So, this is 0. So, on the feasible region, this function and this function are the same. So, this problem and this other problem are actually the same. Okay. Clearly, it's no longer true if you remove the constraint. But if you keep the constraints, the two problems are the same. So, this is another way to formulate this problem. Okay? For the moment, doesn't give you much of an idea. But then, so, I can take the Lagrangian function of this problem here. Okay? And the Lagrangian function is a function of x and of the multipliers corresponding to the constraints, in which you have the objective function plus the sum over all j's of mu j hj. Let me switch the order here. So this Lagrangian function depends also on a parameter r that is given. So I'm just writing this term before then this other. This first part here is the usual Lagrangian of the original problem. Okay? If you take the gradient of this part with respect to x, considering the mu j's as parameters, you get the Lagrange multipliers rule. And here you are adding positive terms, okay, which are multiplied by a coefficient. So, this sounds to apply penalization to the Lagrange. Okay. This is the term you add in the external penalization here. Okay. You have set it up there and you have got it here. This is called the augmented Lagrange. The reason of the name is clear. You are adding a positive terms to the Lagrange. Positive terms which are zero on the feasible region and positive outside. Okay?
What's
the nice thing here? The nice thing here is that we can get a good result from stationary points. How? Well, if you have this, let's take x bar in Rn. Let's take a vector mu bar of multipliers. And suppose that x bar and mu bar together satisfy the KKT conditions of the original problem of V. Okay. Then this implies that x bar is a stationary point in the sense that the gradient is zero of the Lagrangian, where the multipliers are fixed to the values mu bar. Okay? You consider the Lagrangian of a function of x only. Okay? R is given, the multipliers are given, and are those which satisfy the KKT condition together with x bar. Okay? The proof is we just have to check the gradient with respect only to x of the Lagrangian at x bar mu bar. I already introduced this as taking the partial derivatives with respect only to the x I variables. Okay? So let's take the gradient of the Lagrangian. What happens here? Gradient of f at x bar, then I take the derivatives here with respect to x, so plus sum all over all the constraints of mu j gradient hj computed in x bar, mu j bars as well. Okay? Plus, and then here I get to take the gradients of these, which are there's the square, so the derivative is 2 times the function plus times derivative, so this is the sum over all the constraints of 2r hj of x bar times the gradient satisfies the KKT conditions, including feasibility. Okay? So, is a feasible point, so I could have also written here directly it here. So, these are all zero, because the point is feasible. And this plus this is zero because x bar and mu bar satisfy the Lagrange multipliers rule. Okay. So this is zero because of feasibility, and this is zero for the multipliers rule. And so, zero, zero, everything is zero. So, this is the zero vector.
So here we had stationary, okay, we had these bad things. Here we can also write the vice versa. Okay? Let's suppose X is feasible. Then X bar and X bar and mu bar satisfy together the AKT condition if and only if X bar is a stationary point of the Lagrangian, of the augmented Lagrangian. Why? So now we know that this is zero. Okay? This is zero. But above all, we keep feasibility. Okay? Since we keep feasibility, this is zero, but also this is zero. Okay? So all of this is zero, but this is zero, so this is zero, which is the multiplier's rule. Okay? So here we have an interesting result, because here we had that bad thing. Feasibility meant that I was that feasibility plus stationarity of the penalization function meant stationarity for x, okay? Which is unlikely to happen. Here, stationarity of the Lagrangian at a feasible point means KKT conditions. Okay? So this trick here allowed me to move from stationarity to KKT in one direction and the other one. Okay. So an idea for resolution method could be simply the following. Let's try, given some multipliers, to minimize or to find stationary points of the Lagrangian, augmented Lagrangian. Okay? If I end up with a feasible point, so I don't have feasibility. I minimize the Lagrangian all over the full space in such a way that I'm looking for a stationary point of it. Okay? For some given r and some given multipliers. If the point I get to is feasible, then I find out points and multipliers which satisfy KKT conditions. Otherwise, I should do something. What should I do? Well, I should try to change somehow the penalization parameter and or change the multipliers, okay? Because, the point is not feasible, so it might be that these are isn't large enough to get this speed. Or it could be that I chose the wrong multipliers, okay? It's likely that both things happen, okay? I cannot get the multipliers by guessing this way, okay? These are the multipliers and, everything works. Unlikely it does not work that way. So, here you have 2 degrees of freedom to run an algorithm. Should change the penalization parameter or change the multipliers, or both, okay? The idea which stands behind is the following. Well, it could be that penalization parameters is good. Okay? What is wrong? Well, just multipliers are wrong. Okay? So, I'm penalizing the problem of the right amount, of a good amount, but I'm not choosing the right multipliers. I should have some way to change the multipliers. And this formula gives the idea, the basic idea how to deal, because we can write it also putting this and this together. Okay? This one also acts as a star plus the sun all over all the strings of mu j bar plus 2 times r h j x bar times the gradient of h j at x bar. Okay. This gives a suggestion on how to update multipliers. Okay. Because I have my multipliers. I minimize the Lagrangian. I end up with a solution. If the solution is feasible, this is zero, and I have KKT condition. But if it is not feasible, one of these is positive, at least one of these. Okay? No, sorry, it is non-zero, sorry. So, those ones were not the right multipliers. I can try to replace them with this. Okay? So, if my new solution is not good, I can try to change the multipliers in this way. And check if now they are good. So I can just give you the theorems, which we are not going to prove, and then on Thursday we will give a formal statement for this type of algorithm. Okay. The result states the following. What is the analogous of this theorem? Okay. And it says the following thing. Let's suppose that mu k is a bounded sequence of multipliers. Okay. Each of them is given by b multipliers, so it's a vector. And let's suppose that all these vectors for k that goes to plus infinity are all bounded. Okay? The norm of these vectors does not increase too much. Once again, let's suppose that rk goes to plus infinity. And let's take xk what? Well, here this is suggesting let's minimize the Lagrangian. Okay? So it's a minimum of the Lagrangian where the penalization parameter is rk and the multipliers are fixed to value mu k. And we minimize all over Rn. Okay? So, please remember, these are fixed parameters. Okay? You are just minimizing over X. So, this assumption is also telling that such a minimum exists. Okay? Then, the statement is exactly this one. Any cluster point is a global minimum. Any cluster point of our sequence is a global minimum of the original.
Indeed, the result up there, the first one, is a particular case of this. Okay?
Take mu k always equal to 0, as each iteration is multiplied and equal to 0. Okay?
The Lagrangian function, the augmented Lagrangian, if I take multiplier 0, is exactly the penalization function. Okay? Here you could write that if I take multipliers always 0, this is the external penalization function. Okay? So theorem 1 is a particular case of theorem. And also this result here is a particular case of a more general result done in this same way. So let me just rewrite it here. So let's suppose that we have a bounded sequence of multipliers. Let's suppose that Rk goes to plus infinity. Let's suppose that Xk is a stationary point now of the augmented Lagrangian. We don't have inequality constraints, so here it is enough to keep the new J. But the formula changes a little bit. It was 2 times RKL HJ XKL here. But it's the particular cases where the multipliers are all 0, so here I also have this. Here, this is the limit we had before, but I also have mu j. The j component of A of mu k f. So, take the multipliers to be all O, and we don't have inequality constraints, so this constraint qualification is only on the grid. Take the multipliers to be all equal to 0, and you get the result I just manipulated here on the blackboard, okay? And which you wrote down an hour ago. So the basic idea of the method is given here. Here and here. You are given some multipliers. You compute and the penalization parameter. You compute the stationary point of the augmented Lagrangian. If the point is feasible, if the point is feasible, we are done. Because we know by this result that we get to a KKD point. Otherwise, the point is not feasible. Okay, I can do 2 things. I can increase the penalization parameter, and or I can update the multipliers. Okay? The method does, so, this statement is for r that goes to plus infinity, but we do not want r to go to plus infinity. So the idea of the method is, if I'm satisfied of my solution. I mean, my xk is not feasible, but it's close enough to the feasible region.
Okay.
I don't update
ik.
I just update the multipliers, and I try once again. Okay. And I act this way. This is the basic of the so-called method of multipliers. Okay. With respect to the penalization approach we had before, there is an update. I have something more I can handle, which are the multipliers. Okay. When I was dealing with penalization, this was zero. So always zero could not help. Now I can help the multi. I can exploit the multipliers to avoid the penalization parameter to go to plus infinity. Okay. Let's say if the new iteration I'm closer to the feasible region than I was before, why should I update the penalization parameter? I'm getting closer and closer to the feasible region, so let's keep the penalization parameter fixed and let's update the multipliers, because the lack of feasibility told me that multipliers should be done this way and not this way. Okay. So, on Thursday morning, I will give you a formal statement of the algorithm, and then we will check it on a few examples on the computer. So let's meet on Thursday morning.